Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. A lot of people are saying that Ellen on her show said Solette or Soleil, you can pronounce it either way, is the word you should start off with. It pays off 90% of the time. S-A-L-E-T. We were talking about Wordle because they changed the word today. And in relationship to our conversation about towing, 847 said, I belong to AAA. One call and the tow truck is arranged and then you're not overcharged. This is Chicago's afternoon news. I'm Lisa Dent. Let's talk about your car and that Chicago City sticker. An Illinois appellate court ruled on Friday that the city of Chicago unlawfully overcharged some residents who were ticketed for failing to have a vehicle sticker. And there's a possible class action suit that is forming because it is getting out of control. These charges are being compounded because they give you a sticker ticket and they give you a sticker ticket the next day and the next day. On the phone is J.C. Zolna. J.C. is an attorney for Myron M. Cherry and Associates. Hey, J.C., what makes it illegal? What could you bring a class action suit to address in this situation?
Well, thanks for having me. There's been a law on the books for a long time that prohibits municipalities like the city of Chicago from charging more than $250 in fines and penalties for ordinance violations. And as we all know, in fact, the city openly admits that they use tickets to raise revenue and balance their budget. And they almost treat it as like a commodity where they just keep increasing the price of these tickets to the point where several of them, including city sticker tickets, exceeded this $250 cap that was established by state law long ago.
So the city charges $95 a year for a passenger car sticker. They say that money goes to road maintenance. If you do not display that sticker, you get a ticket. But they can ticket you every 24 hours?
They can. That's how their code allows them to issue those tickets. So it happens very frequently where the ticket writer will find a car parked somewhere on a street where they don't have the city sticker, and they'll just come back every day and hit you with a ticket. And after about a week or so, when the person finally, figures out that they're even getting ticketed, it's too late because they have thousands of dollars in fines and penalties that have been racked up.
So the ticket is a $200 ticket, and if you do not pay that within $25, it's an additional $200?
During the period of time that this suit will be covered, yes, it gets up to $400. So you don't have to do, you don't need a calculator to figure out. You get a couple of those, and it's going to put you into some serious trouble.
I know the story featured one person that had $20,000 in fines and had to declare bankruptcy. Do you know where most of these tickets are written? Are they able to write them in parking lots like O'Hare, where you go to jump on a flight and you might not come back for a week and you find several tickets?
Well, they're not allowed to ticket. They're not allowed to ticket in private lots. That's not to say that I haven't heard of that happening, but not on private lots. Public lots and public parkways is where a lot of this takes place. There's actually been studies showing that a lot of these tickets get written in the south and west sides of our city where, people are already struggling economically.
Okay, so you're considering a class action lawsuit, or at least this has set the stage because you go back to the rule that the city cannot, the maximum penalty is $250. What do they say when they're approached and they've got scores of people who have been fined into the thousands?
Well, that's going to be the ultimate goal. This is what happened to, some of our plaintiffs is not isolated. This is an epidemic in the city. There are thousands of people who are, if not tens of thousands of people who are impacted by this. And the city of Chicago now leads the nation in bankruptcy filings because primarily because of ticket debt owed to the city of Chicago. There are studies that have been done recently that have shown the direct correlation between the city's ticketing practices and the bankruptcy spike in the city. So this does impact thousands, if not tens of thousands of people. It has harmed tens of thousands of people. It has put people into bankruptcy. And the goal of our suit is to include all of those people into the suit via a class action in hopes of getting them some relief.
And how many people do you have that you represent now?
There are only two named plaintiffs in the suit, but the city issues 200,000 city sticker tickets each year. So again, the math adds up pretty quickly.
Somebody just texted and said, I got a ticket at 10 a.m. on 12-1 when the plate sticker expired on 11:30. Couldn't get a new sticker because I failed the emissions test. That's independent of the city sticker, but it seems to be an issue with any of these opportunities for the city or the county to make money. And, you know, they wouldn't be making money if they didn't have people who are out there specifically looking for these particular violations. Is there, you know, is there a dedicated group of people that just ticket for city stickers, or is it up to any Chicago police officer when they see the violation to write a ticket?
You know, I don't know for sure, but I'm willing to bet that the majority of these tickets are not written by Chicago police officers, but by the meter maids who, you know, come out in full force across our city every day. I think those are the ones who are writing these tickets. And what you just explained to me is not surprising that someone would get a ticket, you know, within maybe a couple of hours of the plate expiring, because I've heard that story a thousand times where someone just missed something by a day or two and they get hammered with all these fines and penalties. Make no mistake, I mean, this is part of the city's revenue plan, and they use these ticketing practices. They're really predatory ticketing practices to try to balance their budget, and they're doing it at the expense of our most vulnerable citizens.
It would be interesting to know if there was any incentive for the people who pass out these tickets to come back 2 hours later over the course of the, you know, span of 11:30 at night to 1 in the morning, knowing that this would, you know, I don't know, boost their chances for a promotion or make them look good. I just don't understand why you would continue to hit the same vehicles in the same area. But that seems to be part of the problem as well. So let us know if it turns into a class action lawsuit. I would be intrigued. If they write 200,000 of these tickets a year, I'm sure you've got a lot of people that will be knocking on your door.
We do. And I hope to help them all.
Thank you for joining us, JC. We appreciate it. Steve's got the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.